Oh, she's
so back. We're back this week, and we
with
have
Peg.
Everybody,
Peg. Watermark 25 in the house, and I think you've never done our podcast or any other podcast, have you?
No, Jenny has asked, but then we never got put
See?
It together.
We got the mock.
Suck it, Jenny.
I always seem to escape.
Welcome, mock.
Thank you.
Wait, what's your real name?
Mock.
Peggy.
That's your legal name, Peggy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not
it's
Margaret.
Fucking amazing.
It's Peggy.
Not Margaret.
And her mother is Betty. Grandma Betty, who you always think I'm making up.
And my sister is
her parents
Debbie.
Are still, yeah.
Her not even
Deborah. Deborah.
Oh. Is she Deborah?
Yeah.
Oh, we always
her parents are still alive, too, my mother's
That's
parents.
That's impressive.
We got the genes.
How old are they now?
Alive. My mom is 90, 91 in November.
Okay.
And I think my father is
dead.
About the same age. No, he's about the same age.
Yeah, they were like teen parents.
Sweethearts.
So yeah. They were.
He was the Fonz and mom was the little virgin. Not for long.
Not Sweet for long, I'll
virgin.
Say.
Not for long.
They Until were like teen had, brides,
She popped
they?
Out two little babes. Mm-hmm. 18 months apart?
Who?
16 months apart.
No, Deb. Yeah, something like that. Close. We are close.
Oh, you're October. She's November.
Yeah.
So.
Does Deb have kids?
She has one son. Lives in Philadelphia, New Jersey. He works there. He lives.
Who's
in
like
the
excommunicated all of us? No one talks to him.
No, he talks to
You're
us.
Starting shit on the your mom's first podcast.
Yeah, he talks to us. Of course he
okay,
does.
Okay, sorry. Moving on. No one cares about that.
Moving
anyway.
On.
Moving on. He talks to us.
Yeah.
And then we've got baby Gina.
Gina.
What's her name?
Oh, her name is Bowie.
Oh, what was your last dog's name?
Rockstar.
Who had Gina?
Jenny, and she still does. I think Jason's parents
and
have
her
it.
Name
Gina.
Is Gina.
Why did they give that dog away?
They didn't give her away. She was there for a while when I was in New York.
She's I don't probably know. Happier. At
she's
Yard.
So old.
Yeah.
She's so old.
She goes on walks with.
She's
Gary.
Like 17 or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, no. She goes
How
on walks.
How old was
walks.
Rockstar when?
17 and a half.
You guys, you got something in your blood, man.
Well, just the way we raised them.
She's the dog
clean eaters.
She could have a second act as like a dog. Trainer, conditioner, like she, her dogs, well, they do have a little bit of Stockholm syndrome because they're
no,
like
they
so attached
not.
To her that like they don't want her to leave the room without her, like without them. They're like, take me. But they are really well behaved dogs.
Peg, you're looking good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Snatched.
She's
you are looking snatched.
Yeah. Anyway. So what else, ladies? What's going on in LA?
Cottie's renovating a house.
Yeah.
Again, I thought you already did that.
No, I'm still doing it.
I mean,
the fun never ends.
Is the turtle still
yeah.
there?
Turtle's still there.
Oh, I thought he escaped.
Oh, see? She knows a few
no,
things.
No, he's gotten out a few times. I'm
so
renovating.
So you were there today.
So
you're calm? You seemed like flustered. It wasn't about that?
I was in the garage when you called me.
But are you like happy with how things are going?
Yeah.
I used to go to like the construction when we were renovating and there would be like 100 things that were just like,
You know what? It doesn't trigger me that way.
Ugh.
A lot of people that go there are like,
see,
does this make you insane?
See,
I'm
you're
like, not really.
You're made for that. You would have been, if you had any interest in like design or
yeah.
whatever, like that would have been a great thing for you because there are people that just doesn't push their buttons.
It's so mm-hmm. funny. Everyone that goes there goes,
yeah.
oh my God, your blood must be like boiling. I was like, no, like because this isn't like, I leave it to them.
Yeah, you're
if
not as attached
wrong, though,
to it.
Do you say just do it over? You just go, that's not right. Do it
no,
over.
No, I just go, all right.
Oh, see, I would
You know,
go,
there's something.
That's
there's
not the way I wanted it.
Oh, no.
You know, there's something about it that I go, it's our forever home, that I go, we'll live with it. We'll see
and
if
you'll,
you like it. And then
you'll
we'll
mess
it
up and you'll have to end up changing it anyways. That's
yeah.
that's the thing to remember because I'm at the place now in my house where it's been 9 years and I realize that quite a few of the things I obsessed about like need to be redone anyway or repainted or you know what I mean? Like things just get worn and or break and
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you're just like,
well,
who cares?
Well, and you've got kids running around too.
See, that's
I do?
Yeah, you do.
that,
I've noticed.
Are
so
is that noticed. What those things are?
Yeah.
No, but your kids are so like not well behaved. But like they're like little men. Like they're not
say,
destroying
they're like
the
kind
house.
Of an adult,
like
but they're not.
Yeah, they totally are. Where
yeah.
I go, my house right now is a total dumpster fire. Where I'm like, thank God I don't have nice shit.
Oh.
Because kids are wet constantly going from the pool to the front yard, the front bar stepping in mud, running through the house. Where I'm like, thank God I don't have anything really nice. Because I have that ease to me where I go, oh, fuck it, I hate that rug anyway. You know what I mean? I'm just going to throw it all out when I move.
Then what,
though? Start over.
Start over.
No, but then what? At the new house? How are you going to feel?
New house rules?
Well, I've made it so that I have certain rooms that no one's going to go into.
Mm.
So only when you walk in, you're going to think, I'm Kate Middleton.
Because
I'm not going to let anyone go into those rooms, the dining room and the living room.
You're going to have formal
old school
formal living.
Where you walk in
I
and
like
you
a
see
formal living now
formal
at the stage in my life that I'm at.
Yeah, because I'm just going to have it staged. Mm-hmm. Not putting a TV in there. I'm not even going to chum the waters for people to want to be in there. I'm going to do a shit couch where it's not comfortable that anyone wants to lounge.
Oh, so it's
come
just
on.
To look at.
Yeah.
Do a comfortable couch.
It's just
couch
to walk in and people go to your door and go, oh, this is nice.
She's really got her act together.
Yeah. Yes. And then you go to the family room in the back that's connected to the kitchen. Oh. And you go, oh, this is where people live.
Okay.
In this.
What about the dogs? Can the dog go into the living room?
Dogs are probably going to piss all over that living room.
Probably
my dogs aren't potty trained.
What?
Your dog. This is like outrageous.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Do you
want to
move in with us for like a month and potty train them?
She could literally have a thriving business training dogs.
Well, my dad potty trained our black dog Bob to bath mats.
Mm-hmm.
So he pisses all over our bath mats.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, they have those little pee pads. I mean, she'll go through the house to find one of those pee pads if she can't get a house.
Mine will go on those, but I just forget to put them down.
Oh, well, then that's your fault.
Yeah, I know. I'm not
potty
trained.
Bottom line is they're
you're
trained
to blame.
Aha, Cotty.
I am.
Mom, you spent over a month in New York, and I really was certain you were going to move there. Could you see yourself moving to New York and living in New York?
I have to say, walking around Manhattan where I was, I feel safer than I do in San Diego. Just the homeless situation, you know, the people buzzing around. Yeah. Now, that could be a false sense of security I felt there. Most of the time I was cruising around with Jenny, who's like at light speed, so no one could probably catch us anyway. I mean, I like it. I don't know that I could keep that speed up like forever.
But would you, like, consider getting an apartment there and living there and just being able to walk around and, you know, not necessarily being at Jenny's speed, but, like, living there and thriving there?
Most of my friends are in Southern California, in San Diego. Mm. Would I consider it? I mean, I'd consider a lot of things to be around family, you know. But I'm a real walking person, so.
I was going
to
say the opposite.
I don't think you're a family person.
No, not you. Well, she is, but. You don't want to hang out with you don't want to live with your kids and like hang out with your kids all the time. You want like your own life.
No,
I need my own space.
You need like your friends are in San Diego. You know what I mean? It's like your community.
No, it has been for years and years. I do enjoy being with my family though. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
You don't?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I have a good time when I was with Jenny and Jason and the boys. I have a really good time. I have a good time with your family, Sam.
Who do you like better?
Oh, boy. So there's some questions I'm going to be asked today that I just will not answer.
Oh, you're not going to answer my one question?
Plead the fifth.
If you had to donate one of your daughters to science, which one would it be?
To science? No, I would not donate
cut
either
the
one
clip
of my daughters.
She said Jenny.
No, that question, no.
Jenny would actually like that if there was like a Nobel Prize involved and, you know, her name
she
could
would
go
donate
down
herself.
In history.
Yeah,
yeah, she would
she
out herself.
Donate something, but not her life. There's no way.
Mm.
Ted told me before bed last night he loves me more than his own heart.
Oh, no, that's so sweet.
Is that all,
like,
Ted?
He's like, how much do you love me? Because we hold hands and look at each other. It's really fucked up. And I was
it's not.
I love you
Are
more
you kidding
than,
me?
I go, I love you more than my own life. And he looks at me and goes, same.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I was
sweet.
Like, no, you don't. Don't ever say that. He's like, fine, I love you more than my own heart. I was like, ugh, God, can I marry you?
Oh, my
it
God.
Means the same.
Dream.
That's so sweet.
This little dog is the sweetest. What kind of dog is it?
She's a poodle.
She's a poodle. Are poodles hyperallergenic for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I need a poodle.
She's Hells a poodle. To the yeah. Have my mom train it. Then they'll never
poodle.
Want to be away from her, though.
Yeah, then they enter my house and they're like, what is this? Where's my
Did
mom?
Did we just go to hell?
A turtle?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can pee in the house? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a different location.
It's a soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you pick her out like that because of that?
I liked her mom, and the chocolate merle is kind of hard to find. And her mom had two different colors of eyes.
Oh, my God.
And that's what she's named after, David Bowie. So her name is Bowie.
Peg.
I'm a fan.
You're a special one. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
We got to dig deep. Can you ask her some questions? I think I know her too well to, like, really get in there.
She's like, she's with me. She's staying with me. If I ask her too many questions, I know. Might nail her.
I mean,
no, I don't care. I'm not
afraid. More intrigued in your past life.
Yeah. Be careful.
Oh, God.
Tread lightly.
Uh-oh, no, but like, how did you meet Art?
She's going to scorpion your ass.
How did you meet Art? We were both working in the same hospital.
Really? Was it instant attraction?
He was quite the player in that hospital.
I think he still is.
In the same hospital? No. He's retired now.
In the same hospital.
He's got a charming demeanor to him where I go, I think I could
see.
Well,
he's like a flirt. Like,
he's a flirt,
Like, he wants to be loved by everyone.
Oh, yeah. All the nurses were, like, all gaga over him.
Totally.
Yeah, they all were.
He was like a little Ted.
Also, being a doctor is, like, from the jump.
It's a flex.
Oh, yeah, he came down the halls flexing, that's for sure.
Because I think even now, like, you know, as, like, regardless of the amount of celebrities, I mean, I know people, like, who are,
it's
like,
different.
The most famous musicians, the most famous actor, the most famous, like, whatever, right? And it's, like, nothing still to me now affects me more than if someone's like, I'm a doctor. I'm like,
no, I know.
Oh, now we're talking.
You're, like, getting the cell phone
now
number.
We're
that's
cooking
what Jenny
with
does,
gas.
Too.
Because it's, like, a real, like, it's like
a
real knowledge. It's there's nothing.
It's life-changing.
Yeah, there's nothing that is more impressive to me than
same.
That.
You know
same.
They've put in their dues to get that.
And they're smart.
MD
I mean,
their name.
You know, there are not every doctor
like
is a
power.
Great doctor. But
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a power that
yeah.
they
it's
have
a power.
Over all of us.
It's a power.
Yeah.
It's
I
a power.
I don't care how much
yeah.
you work. You can look yeah. like a fucking troll. But
yeah.
if you're a doctor.
Yeah.
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 Well, he was cute. Any, you know. Was
so did you guys start dating?
Yeah, we dated on and off for a while. You know, we dated for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years before.
On and off?
Was there a guy
But my
beforehand?
Mom was like 21 or something. He was
oh,
like,
he
was like 29.
Yeah,
oh.
I think I was probably, 2021 when we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, hello, I'm a nurse.
He knew I was a nurse on the floor. I think I was a medication nurse at the time.
Ooh. Okay, so did you have a boyfriend before him?
I did.
Did
I
you
did.
Love that
she
guy?
Always had a boyfriend. What are you talking about?
You know, I was young. I mean,
was he the first guy you met that you were just like, yeah, I'm going to marry him?
No, she
or
was married
like
for
that.
A second when she was like 18.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know none of this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How old were you with Wolgamont? Randy.
17, 18.
She got married at 17, 18.
That's had what you do
finished,
in Oregon.
Had you finished high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you were married for less than a year?
Yeah.
So you got it annulled? Or was it not actually annulled?
No, it was annulled.
It was legally yeah. annulled? Like if I looked into the system right now?
Yes, you could look into the system.
Would
you
I see
would
it?
See.
I
yes,
would?
Yes.
Can't you not see if it was annulled?
I don't know, Sam. I've never looked back.
I don't either. I want
to
be a lawyer
many
and
years
a doctor.
Ago.
Do you know what he's doing now?
No. I have no idea.
We should do a deep dive.
Be my guess.
Okay, so there was that. So that was in Oregon. And then she got that annulled. And shortly after that, you moved to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then met
well,
my dad.
My grandmother was in Arizona, so that I kind of
yeah.
went down
Betty's
there
mom,
that.
Irene.
Yeah.
Oh, she lives in?
She had moved to Arizona.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where does Betty live now?
Oregon.
Betty still lives in Oregon.
Oregon. Okay.
Yeah. Betty Ann. Peggy Lynn.
Betty's, yeah, she's going to be 91 in November. She's still kicking.
All right, Cotty, press on.
Okay, so you dated on and off. You went to nursing school, dated on and off. And then how long had you known him when you got married?
I don't know, maybe 2 years? Well, no, we moved in together.
Yeah.
And I don't think I got married until I was like 23, maybe.
I mean, so young. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that wild? How
yeah,
old were you when you had the girls?
26 and 27?
Yeah, I think
26,
so.
26, 27. God, you were a spring chicken.
Or wait.
I don't even remember. I think
wait, with Jenny, were you 25?
Yeah,
and with me,
so.
27? No.
No,
you
were guys are only 15 months apart.
16.
16 months apart.
So what
I think it was more like 24 and 25 or maybe 25 and 26. I mean, we have to do the math.
Let's do the math.
Right now?
So I'm 43. 27. We're
up.
27 years apart, you and I.
Okay, so 26 with Jenny and 27 with you.
So then you were almost 28 because your birthday is a month after me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you had were you married before you had them? This plant sucks ass.
Yeah.
You were married before you had him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an extravagant wedding?
No, we were married on top of a mountain.
It was actually kind of epic.
Really?
Tell us.
So, yeah.
I'll find a photo.
Well, we were both runners.
Yeah.
Art and I. So we were married on top of Mummy Mountain in Arizona.
I thought Camelback.
No, Mummy Mountain, which is across from
Mummy
Camelback.
Money.
Yeah. Mummy Mountain.
Yeah.
It was had enough of a plateau where we could like have the rabbi up there and like all the guests. Like some of the people hardly made it up to the first place. So
where would one find a photo of your wedding? Do I have that? Did you give those to me?
I think I still have one.
I need to procure that for this episode. It was very cute. She had like a little tennis skirt on, like all white.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, like sneakers, I think. Sneakers, a little tennis skirt, like a little tank top and like a little veil or something. I don't know.
No, the skirt was kind of lacy. I didn't do a veil.
And
no veil.
He was like, he was also like in all white, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys run up there?
Well, we tried to stay with the guests. So we,
Oh, yeah.
The guests, you're like, if you want to come, you must,
must
go.
Climb
We're doing a 5K. To the top of Mummy Mountain.
Must climb up. No, we didn't go all the way to the top. So, yeah.
That's
okay,
cute.
So, okay. Do you still have the wedding ring?
No.
I'm sure it was just like a gold band. Did you get a diamond?
It
Did you get a
rock? It was kind of a gold nugget band. And I told him I didn't want a diamond, so he surprised me with a diamond.
He did?
When he put it on my finger, there was a diamond on it.
On the nugget ring?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember, like, I remember it with, like so tactile. So it was, like really, like, textured gold band.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, gold nugget.
Do you remember that from the 80s?
That was, like, a long time ago. It was in fashion then.
Yeah, it was in fashion. Yeah. It almost looks like hammered, like, gold nugget.
I want to see this.
Anyway,
no, I have no
so
idea
there was a diamond
is.
On it? What happened to it?
Samantha, these are so many questions. I put it into a different ring.
Okay.
When we got divorced.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And how long were you married?
Let me go back and think. I don't know.
Well, how old
years?
Were the girls when you guys separated?
I mean,
five
seriously, I should have brought like a whole.
Yeah. Get you want a pen and paper?
You probably should have brought. I probably should have brought it.
So I was like 2. Jenny was 3 when they got divorced. So
I think it was 2 and 3. I think it was 2 and 3 when I left. I'm not sure we were divorced then.
So I think all in all, they were together like 8 years, but only married for...
I think we were together 9 years, but we were only married 5.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. That's a good run.
Can I get off the...
Yeah, we're off
get
the
off,
timeline.
You can get off
can
that
get
fish
off the timeline. Now fast forward.
There's more hooks in the water, though, so
yeah,
we need for you to get you on.
There's
and then
a door
wait, I remember
too,
like a
so
van.
With,
didn't he buy you like a van with your name on it?
What?
Yes.
This is like Wolf
I was
of Wall
still
Street.
Little, I was still a little hippie then, so she wanted a van.
She wanted a van to cruise around in. And I think it had her name painted on the side.
It had my tattoo painted on the side, too.
Oh, I forgot.
Before you had a tattoo? Did you have that tattoo then?
I got it then when we were together, the sun went.
After the van or before the van?
I don't remember.
God, I love you.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember
several
your tattoos.
Doctors,
I remember
several,
going.
Yeah, several of the doctor's wives were getting tattoos, and Art didn't
it was,
like it.
It was in vogue.
All he had to say was, I forbid it. I'm like, I'm gone. Off to the tattoo
Because I'm a badass.
Off to the tattoo shop.
Because I'm a badass.
And I'm going to ink it.
Just tell me no.
Did you get the tattoo when you guys were married?
Yeah.
And was he pissed?
You know, he was over it immediately. Yeah. What's he going to do? Divorce me for a tattoo? I don't think so.
Not with that body.
That's why they got divorced.
So.
Hell no.
Hell
no, not with that hot bod.
No. We didn't get divorced over that.
No. Do you ever wonder, like, what it would be like if they were still together at this age?
I think now it's easier for me to imagine than it was growing up because I had such, like, a limited, like, sense of, the scope of
You're
everything.
You're just such a free spirit.
And they're so different.
I don't think you can be.
They're so different. But weirdly, they kind of do. Now I can see how they would work. But growing up, I'm like, how in the hell were they ever together? Because they were so polar opposites to me then.
Maybe that's why it worked.
But now I understand why it works. Because they both need different things that the other provides. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
But in terms of personality and inclination, you wouldn't be like, oh, my God, you're so much alike, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Duran and I think if you met us separately, I don't know, would be, I don't know. You know, it just depends on the context, I guess, and the age of the person you're asking. As a kid, I couldn't imagine it. It's like,
that's funny. I've never heard that interpretation from you before, Sam. That's funny.
What interpretation?
That, you know, you couldn't see us before as when you were a kid, but now you see, oh, yeah, I see how it would have worked.
I see you, like, as a hot has a hot babe trophy wife, and I see him as, like, you know, like, out of your, like, you're out of his league a little bit, but he's the doctor and, like, flexes a little
you're
bit
totally
of power. And then, like, you know, hot, two hot-ish people, you being hotter than him.
Oh, he's
coming
watch
together.
This.
He coming together. He knows. He knows in his heart of hearts. Coming together, yeah, and, like, just being like, just like being a hot couple, right? But then actually, in terms of your priorities in life and what your actual core values are aligning, no. Like, no. I don't think so. And it doesn't mean that he's bad, you're good, or you're good, he's bad.
No,
just
I understand.
Very different outlooks on life. Very different ways of living life. And I think, you know, I've heard you say that you couldn't imagine who you would be now if you were still with him, or had you had you stayed with him. Like, because
you'd have horrible arthritis.
Well, I do
working
think
out that much.
I do think that over time you kind of become you bend and you flex, and, you know, you do become more like each other in a way. But at the end of the day, you're still who you are, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you would have been a little different. He would have been a little different. And I don't think it's impossible that it could have lasted, but just overall, my mom's more like say la vie,
yeah,
like
totally.
Fuck it, let's travel, let's like party, let's go. And my dad's so conservative, like comparatively. That's all, you know, for better or for worse.
Yeah,
you know, there's pros and cons to both. So I don't know. Yeah, and so now I could see it. Sure.
Interesting.
I think he still wants that peg shake. Who doesn't? You can tell.
All right, let's
sometimes
move on.
Sometimes I get uncomfortable.
He is remarried.
Like,
let's. You get a what?
Like, sometimes I get uncomfortable. I'm like,
about what? With him?
When the two of them were in the same room.
Oh, I don't.
I also thought your dad was attracted to me for a brief period of time. Remember?
I don't.
You
don't
remember.
When? I was like, Sam, watch out. I could be your stepmom.
Oh, I think you were attracted to him.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
But we're roughly, like, you know.
You guys are both Aquarius. You're ready to, like.
Oh, he's an Aquarius? What are you, Peg?
Scorpio.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, that tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that explain it?
That explains everything. Yeah. Okay. I think we're done here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I feel better about that.
Okay.
Now that I know, you know, the epic love story behind.
Okay.
The two runners.
All right, and where else are we headed with this convo? I don't want to make her too uncomfortable, but a little.
Oh, that was my plan. No, I'm just obsessed with Peg.
Okay, yeah.
I've always been obsessed with you, though.
No.
Every kid's birthday, remember, it was just me and you every time.
Oh, I know. We would always hang in the back.
Always hang
glass
in the back.
Glass of wine, just going, so what do you think about that person? I don't know.
Be like,
judging the fuck out of everyone.
We were always aligned.
Yeah.
We really were. Yeah. I was like, she's rotten.
Yeah.
You're like, she never speaks to me either.
You wouldn't see Cottie for like months and months, and then suddenly she'd come over and like put up all the balloons and all the things and like organize the party.
Right. And then we would hang.
Cottie should own like a hotel. Like she would have been a great hotelier. Like, I just feel like you're like,
I know, I feel like I'm in the wrong business.
Well,
set up the party.
The night is young.
I mean, I know, I should just do it. So can we talk about Friday?
Friday.
I'm so excited.
Okay, yeah.
So what's the plan?
Okay, so Dominic, my child, and my husband, he's my real true love, is turning 7, and we are throwing a surprise party for him, which we won't be able to talk about on our next episode because he's going to be our guest.
Oh, that's too much.
Right? But he's always asked for a surprise party. I'm sure you've heard him over the years. He'll be like, I don't know if he's seen it on YouTube or how he's gotten the idea. I want a surprise party. You can do it's okay, like, and he'll say it. Close to it. You can do it. I'll forget I asked. And I just really never took it to heart, thought that he really, really wanted it, right? So I don't know why, what came over me. I felt like this year I could actually pull it off. And he's a summer birthday, you know, so oftentimes people are gone.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, you know what? It doesn't matter if every single friend is there. Like, if we get, you know, my friends, some of his friends, like all the people he knows and loves, you know, family, I think I can pull it off. So it's this.
You don't think he has a clue?
No.
Oh, that
you're like,
little
shit, because I told him last night.
No. I'm just, he's so smart. He's got to think something's going on for his birthday.
I don't. I mean,
no?
Mm-mm. What time is it?
So I'm going to have, I'm calling it for 11:45, but I'm telling, like, ultimately, like, the party, I'm saying the party starts at 12, but I probably won't have Duran bring him back until like 12:10 or something. Just want to get everybody in there.
Where is he going to be, at camp?
No, Daron's going to take him to golfing in the morning.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So I'm thinking having everybody down, like, kind of, like, in the yard, but, like, under kind of by the guest room, like, kind of tucked
is
in Lola over there.
Is Lola invited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, tucked in over there, maybe? What do you think in terms of where everyone's going to be hiding?
In the room she's staying in right now?
So what I'm thinking is this. Not in that room. All kind of on the turf, the new turf, but, like, in that corner by, like, by the stairs.
Yeah. By the
and then I'll bring him down the other stairs. And then everyone will be, like, in the yard.
Okay. Isn't he going to be like, why are we walking downstairs?
No.
Really?
No. Be like, I got a bounce house for you. Come, let's go. Let's go check it out. Because there's going to be a bounce house there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, walk down
golfing.
And then everyone's like, wow! Right?
How many kids are coming?
I've never thrown a surprise party for anyone, and nobody's ever thrown a surprise party for me, just in case you ever
you know
want
what?
To do
it's
that.
A, okay. It's kind of a blessing. I've had one.
At what age?
30. And I got high as shit.
Oh. Well, that was your first problem.
It's a surprise party. How was I supposed to know? I was so high.
You were already high.
Well, I don't want to be stoned anymore, ever.
No, I was so high. And I was quitting smoking cigarettes for that birthday.
Mm.
So I was super anxious.
Who threw it? Was I there?
Mike did. Yes, you were. I don't know if you were there.
Where was it?
Was it like this, like, caboose on Santa Monica Boulevard?
Caboose?
And so I always told him jokingly, I'm like, guys, if you're ever throwing me a surprise party, because this was before kids, before being married, I was like, I just need to know to put lashes on. And
caboose? Was I there? I must have been there.
You
what
must
the
have.
Hell? I need more details.
So anyway, I get high, because I think him and Annie and I are just going to go sit in a caboose and eat dinner. And then Mike's like, you sure you don't want lashes? And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, fuck. And so it wasn't like a surprise. It was sitting at the table and people would trickle in one by one. And I was like, this is so
weird.
So
well, that's not that's a weird surprise.
It was so weird. Bless his heart, but
okay.
It was
well,
so
the
weird.
Intention was sweet, but not executed
sweet.
Right.
No, it was like my old boss and then the new boss, and I was like, it's like all these people I work with.
My friend was just telling me that her parents threw her a surprise party when she was 13, and she was like, it was the worst age, and I can see why. Like
yeah,
you're
totally.
Like 13, you're like, no,
that's not good,
right? But this age, I think, is going to be like, you know, knock on wood. I think this is going to be like a home run.
My kids aren't. I don't think they'd be well equipped for a surprise
party. Have you ever?
Party.
Has anyone ever thrown you a surprise party?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
I mean, it's very rare, I feel like.
Yeah.
I kind of love it, though. I love mean, it when it's done right.
I wonder if he's going to be overwhelmed. He doesn't get overwhelmed. He's like a little man.
He remember he used to, well, when he was little, he didn't, he wanted everyone to whisper happy birthday because them singing it at normal level was too much.
Oh, I remember.
But you know
that.
What? No, now he's going to be thrilled. He's going to be like, he'll be like a little like, whoa, she, you know, but he'll be excited that I pulled it off.
Yeah, he'll be excited.
Ted and Dom are exactly like us. They can go like a year without seeing each other. And then I brought Ted over to Lisa's and they were there.
Yeah.
And just Ted goes in and sits down and Dom goes, hey, Dad, you got to see this. And they just walk off into the night. Like nothing had, they hadn't missed a beat.
That's cute.
And just played foosball for like 10 minutes.
Oh, it's really cute.
Okay, so I've got to take Ted out of camp on Friday.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I toyed with, because his birthday's on a Friday, I toyed with doing it on the Saturday just to make it everyone's lives easier. But I'm kind of like, it's his actual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And if his actual birthday was like on a Wednesday, maybe I would have, you know, waited. But I'm like, it's actual birthday. Fucking surprise. We're good.
Have you started laying the groundwork of like, Dom, what do you want to do for your birthday on Friday?
No.
He's like,
yeah,
that's
a good idea.
You've got to start doing that.
Yeah. It'll really throw him
off.
Be
like, okay, Daddy's taking you golfing, but where do you want to go to dinner?
Oh, he said he wants a yes day. So basically everything for 24 hours I have to say yes to.
Oh, that's amazing.
God
almighty. I never got that present.
He's till this day.
Yeah, he said, well, I'm like, what do you want? He's like, a yes day, I told you. I was like, okay, I'm giving you that, but like... And then everyone's asking me for ideas because he's at this age where
it's such a weird age.
It's like clothes or toys, but and you know, he still likes Lego, more like the minifigs that fleeces them for the minifigs. But they're not so into toys.
Dom isn't.
Yeah.
He's like a man.
Yeah. He wants a suit. He wants ties. He's into bow ties and ties.
He dressed up
and
the
suits.
Other day and got in the swing set.
Yeah.
And I came up here.
Yeah.
Full on
yeah.
suit with
yeah.
the tie. I'm
yeah.
like,
are you
what
kidding
the
me?
Hell?
Oh, and then he asked for a belt the other
it.
Day. He wanted complete the suit. A belt.
Unbelievable.
Does he have a belt?
Yeah.
Like a designer belt?
No. But, like, he's growing so fast, too. It's Sara. Oh,
yeah. I was going to say we need a full-on suit.
I mean, what do I...
And he's begging for a tuxedo. Oh. Begging. Which I just ordered for him because he's going to wear it to Luca's bar mitzvah, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Better get it a little big. He's, like, growing.
I did.
Yeah.
It's the same one from Crew Cuts that Luca wore to your wedding. My wedding. Same style.
God, that memory popped up, our 10-year.
Did I give you that tuxedo? I feel like I did. That's a good memory. Luca was the ring bearer in Cotty's wedding.
I know.
Or was so he cute. He walked with the girls.
He walked with the girls. They all went together yeah. because he was kind of like.
Yeah, he was like, fuck. It was like very formal in a church. Yeah, that was beautiful. What other questions do we have for Mock? So Mock married my father, had two children, one being way more normal than the other. And
not fair.
And then did you have C-sections?
Yeah.
Two, yeah.
Damn. None of us can escape that, huh?
Wait, why? Because you didn't dilate for Jenny?
Yeah, no. Oh. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Labored forever, it seemed.
You Irish?
Yeah.
Irish German.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask you. So you're Irish because I know Dawn was like all Irish, right?
Well, not all. A lot of just, you know, Northern European.
Dawn, his or her biological father.
Yeah.
And okay. But Betty, what was Betty's background?
Betty always claimed to be Irish, but I think there's a lot of Northern European in there.
Well, my 23andMe kind of shows that.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah. I was talking yesterday to someone
because
about
there's
it.
Only one other.
Have you done your 23andMe?
No.
I haven't either.
Ooh.
But the other 50% of you... You already know with Dad.
Ashkenazi Jew.
Yeah.
50%. Really? Yeah, 50%.
Yeah, so I didn't know your dad was Jewish.
Oh, yeah. So the rest
Isn't
of it is
Isn't it crazy
is
how you
me?
Can't escape? Like, even though, like, you know, you would... I know genetics are so, like, exact. Mm-hmm. But you would think, like, well, maybe this kid has 75% of my genes. But it's not. It's like, you know, you 50, have to 50-50 no matter what.
Are
to
you
make,
sure?
Yes.
Really?
To make an embryo. I mean, it is 50-50. And then, you know, I mean, it's pretty exact.
Yeah, because Jenny was the same.
I told you how I got it for Dad for Father's Day 1 year, and I was like, 23andMe,
mm-hmm.
And then I was like, did you do it? Did you do it to come back? He's like, yep. And I'm like, well, tell me. He's like, 100% Ashkenazi Jew. It's so boring. Like if you're like European, like so mine is 50% Ashkenazi, 25% Irish, and then like 10% British. You know, like there's all these other kind of things that obviously come from her, which are like way more interesting. But it's like his is so boring.
Boring Dad.
You're just like, I have a feeling mine came back like Neanderthal.
Oh, please.
Native American?
I swear to God. No, like Neanderthal.
Oh, no.
No, I swear.
Are you sure it didn't say the Netherlands?
Is that possible?
No.
I don't think that's an option.
That's not an option.
Yeah.
I think so. 23andMe.
All right, Mom, we're going to do your 23andMe sometime soon for fun. You've never done it?
No.
Yeah. It's fun.
You guys did it. I mean, clearly, I'm the other half. So that's what I am.
No, I know, but it'll be fun to see your full.
Oh, myself.
Oh, yeah. You might have more.
Yeah, because
you know
of
what
my
I mean?
Parents. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have more than
genetic,
just the 50
the
got.
Genetic testing, it's so fascinating to me.
Yeah, but then I heard online somewhere that it was all bull. That it really didn't, they didn't really do
oh,
a good
really?
Job. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It can't be. Like, it's so accurate.
Well, yeah, for you guys, it was pretty accurate.
I want to do it. Do we have any extras laying around? What'd you do with yours?
She didn't get
I
one.
Never did
oh, you
one.
Never got
you
one?
You guys need to do them.
I'll do it with you.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love it.
I
it's,
bet
it's
we're
like a,
the same.
It's like a more in-depth astrology reading.
We're like European Neanderthals.
Is it just a finger stick or
no,
do they actually
swab.
Do? Oh, it's just a swab.
Saliva.
Oh, I did the finger prick for food sensitivities.
Oh yeah, that I think is that I think is
horseshit.
Ridiculous.
Bogus.
Yeah,
horseshit. Fucking horseshit. You know why?
Sailor
we'll
mouth.
We'll go with bogus.
Sailor
bogus.
Mouth.
Because you know why?
Dad calls her a sailor.
They were like, I was like. They pretty much, they come in zones where it's like, if you have a food allergy that's red, it's like, you need an EpiPen. And it's like, okay, well, of course, I'm not going to, I wanted to get a bunch of reds. So I go, that's why I fart all the time. Or, you know what I mean? Something like that. But they're
all
like,
in between?
No, it's all like egg whites. Like, I'm wildly allergic to egg whites. And I'm like, I eat them all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You're fine.
Right.
Yeah.
And summer squash, which I love summer squash.
Like, love summer. It's like all the things you love.
All the things
you
eat all the time.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. So I know. But anyway, I'm going to do it because I want to know what I am.
I love it.
I have no idea.
I think we should buy like
a
three pack.
Italian.
A three pack.
Seriously.
It's a fun gift. I have to say, it's kind of a fun gift, not for like an Ashkenazi Jew, but like a fun gift for somebody else who has like a mixed, you know, kind of parents
and
stuff.
Has Duran done it?
I mean, he would be 100% Ashkenazi Jew.
What does Ashkenazi mean?
It's a specific type.
It's like German.
So yes, exactly. So it's like from specific regions of Europe. So there's
German and Russian.
Yeah.
Just like.
Oh,
Jewish
so why
people.
Do they say that?
I'll tell you right now. I'll read you the actual.
Your dad always told me that he was German and Russian.
Yeah.
That's what he used to tell
yeah.
me.
Why don't you say German and Russian?
So the two most common are Sephardic and Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi Jews having the customs associated with community living in Central and Eastern Europe at the time of some minor divergences. And then Sephardic is more of the Jews descendant from Spain and Portugal.
So are there anyone that get that aren't Jewish?
What do you mean? Oh, yes. Yes. I think Lisa, like... it's different genetics. So I think Lisa actually had like 1%, like,
really?
Or 2% or something. Our friend who was been on the pod and also has like sort of mixed ethnic background.
Okay.
Like Guatemalan and Arab. And yeah. I mean, yeah. But yeah, I think she had a few.
Yeah. See, ours is going to be stupid.
Why?
You're going to be like
100%
Irish. French.
Shiksa.
No.
British.
Who cares? Well, that's fun.
Shiksa.
Yeah.
What do you want?
It's like blonde month.
I'm with Shiksa.
100%
Shiksa.
We're good. You're Neanderthal, you're Shiksa.
Case
closed.
We're the unstoppable duo.
Case closed.
Right? Okay, at least we can hang out on Friday.
I mean, right?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I getting them?
I thought you were getting like bow ties or loafers or something.
Should I get them Botox?
Botox. This is for future use.
I'll be
Freeze
like,
it.
Watch. Yeah. He'll be like, Mom, I want it before Luca's bar
mitzvah.
Bar
is boy and bat is
a
girl.
Bat mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
Okay, I'm getting him like sleeping loafers or whatever.
I don't know. I mean, I just sent you those loafers that he would wear with the tuxedo.
Oh, that's a good
or
idea.
He likes bow ties and I mean, whatever. Or whatever Ted would like. You always go crazy. You always pick stuff that he loves. Just as long as it's not too big to fit in my yard.
Oh.
I was actually picking Luca up the other day and I saw the zip line that you bought?
It's not a zip line, but it was going to be rather big.
Such as?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I
know. The other night someone said that to me at a dinner
here,
I was
I'm going to show.
And I wanted to be like,
Peg.
That's the name of my podcast. But I didn't.
Well, the funny thing is that it looks like it's for kids, but it's actually for like 11.
Oh.
So the speed of it is like a bullet.
Oh, you mean they'd go over the fence? Oh, my God. You can pick Dom up in the neighbor's backyard after he uses that.
I love her response. She goes, it's rather big.
Oh, my God. It's kind of big. You're going to have to pick him up. I don't know. Maybe the street below.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is he getting, like, a slingshotted out of
something?
Yeah,
maybe.
A cannonball? Is it a cannonball?
No.
No, but.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
My kids love it. I just got
one
2 weeks.
What did you think?
Got it 2 weeks ago.
What did you think?
And.
What did you think?
Oh. They go, oh, Peg, that's what I'll show you real quick. And then
Moby
we'll
and girl ship.
She really does like you. Did you take her to New York?
Of course she does.
Yes, she was in New York.
Yeah.
What a sweet girl.
And Jenny's got a new poodle. He's more of a miniature size, but
oh,
he's
I think
black.
I saw.
Woofy. He's a good one.
Woofy.
So you still really haven't answered my question. So you see yourself staying in San Diego, like, long term?
Probably not. I don't know. I mean, you know, until I decide to do something else, I mean, I'm flex.
No flex.
I'm
no.
flex.
So, okay. And so you think you're...
Hold on. This is in slow-mo. Ready?
Okay.
This is an adult.
It's big.
Watch.
Is that you, adult?
No, that's my friend Betsy.
Oh.
So it's fast. They go flying out.
Yeah, that's what I said, Sam. He'll just end up in the neighbor's yard.
I mean, yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. I think I like it.
He knows the way home.
He does. is this Operation Move Peg to LA for with us?
No,
I've got
I don't
so many
see
guest
her.
Rooms.
I don't see her like wanting to live here.
It's just LA is all driving, and I don't really drive very much.
Do you have a car?
I mean, I have a car, but I don't know why. It's just in my garage.
She's turned into her mother, who doesn't like to drive.
No, I mean, traffic's just gone crazy everywhere.
It's true. I mean,
really
San Diego, too. In San Diego, too.
Well, if you don't need to drive, don't drive. You know what I mean?
I mean, I do need to drive a couple times a month. But other than that, I really don't enjoy driving. I hate traffic. So
it's
I try
interesting.
To avoid it.
I do enjoy driving a little bit. Like, not, like, excessively. But I also don't have, like, a crazy commute. You know, Duran has
quite either.
A bit of a
commute. I mean, I just, you know.
You should just Uber.
Well, I do. Actually, that's probably a better call for me. But
yeah, exactly.
I don't really need to drive.
I mean, you come here, you take a train. You go to see Jenny, you fly.
Yeah.
I mean.
But there's a few things I need to do with a car. But again, I could just Uber. I'd probably save money doing so, especially with insurance these days. My God.
Oh, my God. The insurance is so.
Insurance has gone insane.
The other day, because it renewed, and I looked, and I was like.
Yeah.
Am I crazy, or does this look?
Did it like triple?
It didn't triple, but it definitely increased. And then I looked like what I paid last year, which was way more than I thought I was paying. I guess I just kind of hadn't really looked in a long time. And I was like, oh, my God.
Exactly. Exactly.
And home insurance, too.
Yeah, I know. I called my agent. I'm like, are you kidding me? What's happened? Yeah. All of California, though.
Come
hi. What, me? What? Are you serious?
Oh sorry, God. This is my dog, Bowie.
She's like, don't worry about
rounds.
It, Cotty.
I just brushed for you.
Yeah, she's a little hoe, actually.
Oh
she loves
gosh.
Attention.
She's so soft. This is the dog I'm going to get.
Yeah, she loves attention.
I should get it now.
Just not this one. This one's taken.
Oh, I'd take her in a heartbeat.
Anyone would.
You never have to get your paws
She's
wet.
Also, like, so small that it's almost like not having a dog. It's
how
like
do
having,
you,
like, a hamster.
How do you get them this small, though? Or is this a fluke? That
no, her breeder.
You could get the breeder information.
I
would maybe get one, too.
She's a toy poodle. She's just a toy. She's a small toy.
Oh, I am so getting this dog.
I have given her breeder's name and number out to so many people because she's kind of a hit.
She's such a hit.
She has two different colored eyes. Do you see that?
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
she's a pretty girl.
And she's a digging woman. Okay, what else do we need to drill this woman on? Come on, Cox.
Haven't you drilled me enough?
No. I know. I feel like we went heavy.
We went heavy on your past. Well, you don't know where you're going to live. Maybe stay in San Diego, you think, forever?
Everything's
so
like
young,
a maybe.
She can just
everything's
stay,
like
yeah.
a
I
maybe.
Think so, too. And she keeps saying she's never going to date again, which I think is also a lie.
No.
I don't know. I mean.
You can't keep a custom car in the garage.
I don't know.
You're a hot
know.
Tamale.
I don't know.
I mean, who wants to date, though?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not really.
Dating
know,
sounds
not
annoying.
I'm looking to date at all. And I haven't for a couple of years. I mean. Quite a few years. I just
yeah, right.
not in the market.
We just need to find like an awesome best friend that maybe she thinks is hot. Like
find a gay guy for you.
No,
I have gay
she
friends.
Has some
I mean,
of those.
I travel in the gay crowd a lot.
Yeah, always has.
Yeah, always
have. I want to too.
Yeah, I travel.
This
with,
one doesn't.
Yeah, I travel.
They
with
don't.
Gay
I don't
friends.
Think they like me that much.
They don't.
Yeah, why?
That's, you're just
I don't know.
Unsettling. Is what I've heard.
I don't know. I have a lot of gay friends that are fun.
I'm unsettling. No, for real.
Know.
They really, that crowd does not like me.
No.
Wait,
that's
did
funny.
The recent, your friend not like me?
No, he didn't say a word. But, you know.
Have you really heard real feedback? Or no. It's just your observation.
It's my observation with you.
Why?
That you're not, it's not like a fluent language for you.
I try.
I know you do.
You
God
try.
Bless you.
Here,
she really does. She wants to be in that crowd so bad. And then she gets there and she's like, is this the one? And I'm like, no, I have many gay friends.
Yeah,
this is
so
one
I.
of nine.
No, I just don't think they like me.
They
oh.
they might be threatened by you.
I don't know.
No, gay guys love hot chicks. So.
They do.
I mean, I'm like more accessible to them where they're like, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're more
I'm like
raw
more.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing threatening
like,
about
you'll
me.
Talk about anything too.
Totally.
I'm more like, oh, God. I'm too, like, prissy.
Too
right?
prissy.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
But you're really
unsettling.
Not. But
you're
really
unsettling.
Not prissy. You're really not.
I'm not, no. But it's interesting because I feel that I'm more strict of a parent than I thought I would be.
You, I have a dog hair in my mouth. You lower the boom.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
I am what you call a doormat. I don't do shit.
Like, what do you think so you? What dumb. Would you say your parenting style was if somebody asked you?
With you and Chop?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you guys were pretty much on your own as soon as you could open that door to go
your
out.
Your parenting motto was like, raise yourself?
No.
Raised by
really
wolves?
Raise yourself.
I'm a cat mom, and you guys can just.
A cat mom.
I was never a cat person.
No,
as a
but
cat
you
mom.
You were like a cat. you had kids and you were like, goodbye.
When you guys knew the rules, and you know, I would just hope that you would follow the rules. I always had, I felt like I was always there if you needed anything. I don't think I just threw you to the streets.
Hmm.
At least I never felt like it.
No. Why do you call Jenny Chop?
Oh, because she, as a kid, she was always lagging. You know this, Samantha.
Yeah, yeah.
She was always just like lagging. And
Gemini.
Lagging. And so, you know, she always had something else to do. It wasn't like a mean comment, but I was always saying, chop, chop, Jenny, chop, chop. You know, like to get her to move, to come along. We'd be in the car waiting or we'd be wherever.
I don't think much has changed.
Probably not, but I still call her Chop.
Chop.
Yeah.
Chopper.
Did you ever
it was
have
Chopper
any,
for a while.
Did
it was
you
Chopper
ever have
for
a
while.
Nickname?
Lulu?
Yeah, I used to call you the Lulu.
But what else did you call me? Anything else?
Used to call you Lou, Lulu. No, I don't think so.
Samantha Lou.
Yeah, Samantha got Samantha Lou? Lou too.
Yeah.
Samantha Lou.
Yeah.
But that's not her name. Yeah. No, that was it. Chopper stuck with Jenny.
Yeah,
I still
it never
call
stuck
her
with me. You don't. Yeah, you call me not that.
I don't call you that now.
No.
Call you Sam mainly.
Sammy. I always call her Sammy, and she.
I
hates
only call
it.
Her Samantha when I'm like upset or I really need
Samantha.
To talk to her. Samantha.
You're the only one who can call me Sammy. And
I love Sammy.
It doesn't bother me when you call me Sammy.
I don't think I ever
Lola
called
calls
you Sammy.
Sammy.
Never.
Uh-uh.
You, because you do.
I know.
Yeah.
Sammy, it's me!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mainly called you Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to circle back to this surprise party, but what flavor's the cake?
Oh.
Oh, I'm doing donuts. That's what he likes.
Donuts? Are they piled up like
you know,
a cake?
It's not too late. Convince me.
Are they piled up like a cake?
No.
No, Peg, they're not. They're
just loose?
Look at her. Handed out like donuts.
Okay, talk
just
to
loose?
Me. Talk to me. It's not too late.
Loose donuts.
Oh, no. He's going to want a cake.
Look at her.
You cake. Always have fancy cakes for
guys,
your boys.
Guys, talk to me then, Cotty.
Get a cake.
Hotelier? From where? What? Tell me. Oh, ice cream cake?
It is going to be warm. That'd be nice.
Oh, God. What's happening?
I know what to get.
What?
I know what we're getting him.
What?
I know what we're getting him, Peg.
Oh,
it's
do?
Called the Cookie Monster Cake.
From where?
Is it ice cream?
Carvel?
Nope.
What?
Nom, 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 nom. It's from After's Ice Cream.
What?
I don't even know what that
okay.
is.
Okay. Here's what we're getting him, because I have been dying to buy this cake, but I don't have a reason. And I'm not
no,
like a gluttonous pig to be like, I'm going to sit home and eat a layered cake. Cookie Monster.
From the hours of 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., she's not a gluttonous pig, and then we all
I'll
go
pick
off
it
the
up.
Rails.
I'll pick it up and I'll bring
Let
it.
Let me see.
Off the rails.
At nighttime, we go off the rails.
Where the fuck did it go?
Your cake is gone?
It's gone. I'll go to Flavors and show you. This is what we're buying. Does he like ice cream?
Dreams are shattered. Yeah, he likes ice cream. But, you know, none of my kids like cake.
No, they're going to love this.
All right.
They're going to be like... I
is
love
it big
you.
Enough, or do we get donuts on the Fuck. Side?
Yeah, we get donuts, too, because he likes that.
He likes maple donuts, like a boss.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
You like that?
I like maple donuts.
Me, too.
What the fuck are
you mean just regular donuts, maple, frosting?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but we can do a cake, too.
All right, show me the reveal. I also need a huge pinata. Does anyone know where to procure a huge pinata?
I don't know anything in LA.
Like, I want a huge one. I can't find any online that are massive.
Do you want to know something? That gives me such anxiety for some reason.
What?
A pinata?
Yeah.
Why?
Kids with a bat.
Yeah. Just kid. No, not even that. It's like,
what?
It's like some kid's going to get fucked.
And not get his share.
No. I'll have extra stuff on the side for whoever needs it.
Oh, no. I meant they're not going to get a whack. At this age, some.
No, that's why I want it to be big.
Yeah. Well, then it has
and by
to
the way,
be...
are you coming early to help me set up?
Bitch,
yes,
please.
And I'll be there too.
Thank God.
Yeah, like, come on.
Should
I'm
I get
not
balloons?
Missing out.
Should I get balloons?
Already blown up?
Yeah. I feel like he loves balloons.
I don't know.
After's ice cream. That's why I can't find it.
Should I get balloons?
Does he like balloons?
Yeah.
Like?
Who doesn't like balloons?
Yeah.
I guess. We'll tie him up to the fence or something?
Yeah. I'll get balloons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the
this
ice cream
This is like a
cake.
Bar mitzvah. My God.
I know. Well, I am planning a different bar mitzvah, so it's kind of like there's some crossover. Actually, I called this caricature artist yesterday to see if he could do Luca's bar mitzvah. He's already booked for October.
Oh, my God.
And so then I go, well, randomly, are you available Friday? And he was like, no, I'm actually at a convention. I was like, well, I'll be damned.
Well, I'm just out of luck.
What are you going to have there?
Where?
What are you going to have there?
Where?
At the party.
Dom's party?
Yeah, what?
A Dom's party?
Yeah.
Do we have entertainment?
We have a bounce house. We have...
We might have...
Water Mock 25.
A few of those.
We have... we have a bounce house. We have this fun and sports... So it's a bounce house?
No, it's not a bounce
house. It's a bullet train.
Okay. Fun and sports guys coming.
Oh, kids love that.
I mean, just keep them busy. I have a taco woman coming to do like a whole spread.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
And then, I don't know, balloons and that's it. Like,
okay.
Call it a day.
All right, so here's the cake we're going to order. And he's never seen a cake like this, so he'll be fucking stoked. They have dog ice cream.
Can you show us, please? You're keeping us too, like, suspenseful.
I only like to show Peg.
I only like to show Peg.
Rude. So this is it. I know what you're going to think. You're going to think, that's odd, but it's not.
Whoa.
Show me.
So it's Cookie Monster ice cream.
I'm about to walk out of here.
What color is it? I mean, what flavor is it? I see it's
Cookie
blue.
Cookie Monster.
Okay, yes,
flavor.
100. Can we order it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much is it now?
We don't know.
Cookie Monster. We're getting it.
Cottie's picking it up.
I'll pick it up. How many does it serve, though? Layers of rich chocolate cake, Cookie Monster ice cream topped with melt-in-your-mouth chocolatey flakes. Please read before purchase.
We don't know what flavor it is.
Those contain cocaine.
Yeah, it's Cookie Monster flavor ice cream.
Oh, my God,
my mouth
is watering. I love it so much.
Oh. Have you had it?
The ice cream is like, whenever you do a food truck, because they have a food truck, it's like the Cookie Monster ice cream is what this company, Afters, is known for.
Maybe it's like blue cotton candy flavor.
It's so fucking good.
I'll have some on a stick.
On a stick. Dipped in chocolate.
I wonder how much it serves, though.
Well, I'm going to have loose donuts, too.
Yeah, I think we'll have cakes are always like so.
I know.
Wait,
all right, I'll order it. I'll pick it up. I gotcha.
Okay, amazing. And then is there a balloon place in the Valley or only, because I always use the Vine one on Mel.
They're so expensive.
I know, but is there another place in the Valley or no? You use that one, too?
The one on
American Party Store or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why they're so expensive. Everybody uses.
Oh, but you know what
I
use? Party City now. Party City's more affordable.
They deliver?
I think so.
All right. Well, I'm glad we squared this away.
Thank you, Jesus. If I had shown up and just had maple donuts,
I would have
been like, "What's happening? I'll be back."
This is why you're the party girl.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Dominic?
Yeah.
Cookie Monster. All right. More soon. Hey, let's take some videos on Friday.
Yeah.
You want to? I'll shower.
Hell yeah. Right. We're going to take some video.
I'll shower and put down my new chop.
And then, I mean, the surprise is really like the biggest feat for me if we can maintain.
I can't believe it.
If we can maintain our goal. Like,
yeah. I'm going to keep asking him. So what do you want, Dom? Are you having a party? I mean, what are we doing?
No. Stop.
I can't say that.
Don't say, are you having a party? Yeah. You're like, what do you want to do on Friday? Since I'm here, it's your birthday. What do you want to do?
Okay, so I can.
Yeah.
I can do
okay,
that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Your acting chops better get better by later today.
Are we having an impromptu party around 11:46? You're going to want to put on
your
lashes.
You better chop.
Don't get too stoned before.
I know, right? You better pee before you come home for coffee.
Oh, God. What if he wet his pants?
I know. You better pee before you come home. Pee on your way home.
My little Dominic.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks,
Peggy,
Mock.
We love you.
Okay. This was like your maiden voyage.
I know. It wasn't too bad.
You made it through.
It wasn't, right?
No, not too bad. I should have like done a timeline. I wasn't ready for the timeline. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Well, you'll be back.
I'll have the timeline ready and then no one will care.
After we do your 23andMe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
After 23andMe, we'll see what I really am.
Yeah. Who you really are. What you're made of.
Okay.
Is Art coming on Saturday, Friday?
I invited him. I said he could stay with her, so.
He's coming back?
I don't think so.
He said he could stay with
her. He's there now.
Don't worry about it.